Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Orot HaTorah Shel Maran HaRav Zetzal. Ubezrat Hashem, Nachno Enumad Perek Bet, Pska Aleph. And this year should be a special schluss for Arimani Mimaras Yishayichyu, Moshe Veshnarai Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, and schluss for Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leia. In the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Rabbi Meir, Oimel, Kol Oitzik B'Torah L'Shma, Zechot Dvar Ma'av Yosik B'Torah L'Shma, He's Zechot to a lot of things, V'la'od, not only that, Elish Kol Olam Kulo Kedayu Lo, the whole world is worthwhile just for you. Nikorei, O, Vois, Emakom, Oibis, Ebris, Mesamech, Hatsamach, Mesamech, Ebris, Mobashto, Anav, V'Yiru, Mishalto, Yosad, Echosid, V'Yosho, V'Nehman, U'merachakto, Imenachaytu, Mekar, Vosso, Lidei, Tzchus, ונהנים ממנו עצב ושישי הבינו וגבורה ונושא לסלו מאחוס וממשל וחיקרו דין המגם לו רזי תואר ונעשה כמיין המסגבר וכנר שאינו פויסק ואוהבי צנוע ואורך רוח ומריך על הרבוני ומגדלתו ומרותו הכל המעשים. Wow. You're called a friend. You're called beloved. That you love God. That you love people. You make God happy. You make people happy. You're enclosed by anava, by humility, by fear. And it prepares you to be a tzaddik, a chassid, a yashar, an upright person, a neman, a faithful person. It distances you from sin. It brings you to merit. People are nene from you, good advice, understanding, strength, and gives you power, investigation of law. They reveal to you the secrets of Torah. You become a mayan of misgaber, a kenar shein oposek, and he's this is a osek b'Torah l'shma. That's a big discussion what that means. And he's modest and patient, and he is mochel. He forgives his insult, and it elevates him and exalts him above all the deeds. That's one source. Another source is v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, l'shem Torah, avos Rabbi Nassim. All of your deeds should be l'shem shamayim for the sake of Torah. And it says in another source that the person shouldn't say that I'm going to learn Torah, so people call me smart, people call me rabbi, but rather learn from love, and in the end you're going to get the kavod. And Elizabeth Tzedek says, I say dvaram l'shem pa'olam, do them for Hashem, the Shema, not to make yourself great. Kol diburcha u'masacha b'divrei Torah yeh l'shem Torah gedon leida l'havin u'lahosif lekach u'pilpul. So here we have in the Rosh, a Hagdore. What does it mean? Torah l'shma? It means l'shem Torah. To understand Torah, to be able to be mefalpel, to discuss, to analyze. That's the Rosh. Nidorim 62a, Nefesh HaChaim writes, the Heilige Nefesh HaChaim, Talit Gimel, says that what's l'shma? L'shem Torah, Adi Rinyan HaMitzvah Hosein, Yeh l'shma, Perish l'shem HaDivrei Torah. And Oledo l'havin l'hosev l'kach u'pilpul. Okay, for like the Rosh, and then we have, of course, the famous Hagdara of the Balatanya. In the fifth Perek, he says, L'shma is to be Makashya Nafsha L'Hashem, to connect to God. So in the first three passages, the Rav explains Torah L'shma is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Megala, his light in the world. And then in the fourth, fifth, and sixth passages, the Rav says that Limudat Torah L'shma is Limudat Torah B'Shvil Am Yisrael, since Kavod Hashem is Kavod Uma Yisraelis. The only way God's glory is going to be great is if we're great, as it says in the Mesillas Yesharim, in the 19th chapter. Inyan Torah l'shma, l'shem ha-Torah. When a person learns Torah l'shma, it means for the sake of Torah, as we saw earlier from the Rosh, Efshachayim. So you're not learning for other reasons. You're not learning because it makes you feel good. You're not learning to be famous. You're not learning to make money. You're learning, ideally, because of Torah, to make Torah great, to expand the Torah, to be mefalpel in Torah, to be able to discuss and analyze and understand. That Torah should be actualized on the earth. And then because of this, the whole Metzius is going to be filled with Hashem's Chachmah. That's the goal. Chacham Avadi Yosef, very, very stark. There was a recent article in the Hamayan Torah Journal about Chacham Ovadia's perspective on Talmud Torah, and he held very, very stridently that one should learn halacha, la halacha, la halacha. And what are they doing in yeshivas all day? They're just wasting their time saying kopulim and chidushim, and they're not learning lamaisa. So I'm not arguing with Chacham Ovadia. It's definitely an approach. But there's a famous hakdama to the Chovetz HaLevavos, where he says that people learn abstractions. They don't learn what's lamaisa. And I heard from Gaon Rav Lichtenstein itself that Soloveitchik said the name of his grandfather, that it's apikorsis. Speak against just learning l'shem pilpul, abstract chakiris. No, it's part of Torah. Why? Because the mitzias of chachma is l'rotzon Hashem Yisrach Shia b'fa. He wants the world to be filled with his wisdom. His wisdom is up there in Shemayim, in a different world. He wants it to be brought, the wisdom to be brought down here. And it's the most pleasant and most elevated mitzius of anything you can imagine. As it says, V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam v'ein ha'chisaron ki mitzidenu. The chisaron is from us. We think that the things that are more important than learning. You know, you can learn. You learn your gap year. That's what they call it today. The gap year. What does it mean, the gap year? Meaning, really, you have your life. And your life is first going to school and then going and getting a job and making money. That's the only thing. There's 1 year, it's not about getting a job. It's not about preparing to get a job. It's just, it's a gap. So you fill in the gap. You speak a little bit about religion. You have some nice experiences. You go away for Shabbos, some tiyulim. You meet nice people. You make friends. And then you move on with your life. And then you go back to the real world. Of course, just the opposite is true. The rest of our lives are the gap year. And the ikar is when you're focused on ruchnis. Of course, it's halach Hashem b'artes ha'chayim. Zom makom shvakim, Chazal say that, of course, you have to apply Torah to life. And like the Hasidim say, if you learn choshen mishpat, you learn about in yanei business, imagine how much greater it is that you bring it into real life. Instead of learning about shor shenagah chazapar, you actually go to court with a case of Shor Shenagah Chazapar. So of course Torah has to be brought into concrete reality. And that's the idea of halacha, is to bring Torah into our everyday lives. But just the chachma, just knowing the chachma of Torah is the highest value. Of course it's almanas lasos. When it comes to deed, it's what you're going to do. But when we talk about Torah l'shma, and that you're zocha to all those amazing things we said before, That's just for the sake of Torah. I'm not thinking, what am I going to do? So I briskly learned kachim. It was the last time a Jew brought a carbon. Shchut echutz, not allowed to. So the chisar, we don't appreciate Torah because it's from us, it's mitzidenu, because we're in our bodies. Shemitzadeh otenu shkuim baguf, since we're immersed in the body. What happens? We don't understand the great power and elevation of the mitzvahs of wisdom. Rambam writes in the Mora 126, we're physical, so we can only relate to the physical. So for them, the Torah says, God has hand, eyes, legs, ki eini Hashem mishototos, ki Hashem eini mishototos b'chol haaretz. His eyes are looking around. Chronicles 2:16-9. He's got big legs. Isaiah 61:66-1. Ko amar Hashem, Hashemayim kisiv haaretz hadoim raglai. The earth is a footstool for Hashem. He has big hands. Yamin Hashem v'yisachoyil. He has a nose. V'yicharaf Hashem. So this is, people can only relate to something physical. So the Torah speaks their language, but God doesn't have, God forbid, God doesn't really have a body. So we're in the body, and therefore we don't connect to the greatness of Talmud Torah. Okay, so he knows. Says he knows science, he knows math, he knows Torah. What's the big deal? Chas v'shalom. V'chokhmat ha-Torah rei ha-gilui ha-Eloki kefi ratzono yitbarach haba mitzad avodatenu v'talmudenu. And Chochmas ha-Torah is the godly revelation, according to his will, that comes because of our avoda and our learning. Torah is the highest revelation of God, but it's talui be'avodatenu v'talmudenu. We have to do the avoda, and we have to learn to bring down this revelation. Sometimes you hear people talking, and one woman says, yeah, maybe she's even a little bit embarrassed. My son's in yeshiva. The other says, oh, my son's in Princeton. My son's in Yale. My son's getting his MBA in Columbia. And the first woman says, I told my son, you have to do something practical. You can't just sit and learn in yeshiva. And sometimes you send a kid off to Israel and he just gets lost in yeshiva, never comes back. Akach kotev Rav b'sefer Orot HaKodesh, in the second volume, on page 308. B'katznut ha'dat munach eretz pnimi. When a person has small das, there is poison in there. It's poisonous. It's what they call today toxic. Shenidmal yado shekol hantaka menachol el HaKodesh. The people think that anytime you detach yourself from something concrete and physical, and you go to something holy, so you're going from something that exists to something that doesn't exist. Holiness is this abstraction, it's got no real practical value. Whereas business, chol, that's real. And if the guy's a religious guy, he says, no, it's not true. I'm doing something important. I'm going to daven. I'm going to learn. שעל ידה נשמה תבואה כולה בהכרתה עליונה, שכל הנתקה מנחול על, one of my favorite passages, by the way, in Kisvei Rav, שכל הנתקה מנחול על הקודש, היא בריחה מחורבן ואפסיות אל היישוב, המילוי והישות הכבירה ואיתנה, אל חיי החיים, בעוצם מקוריותם, והזרמת שפעתם ההומייה. These words are intranslatable. מלאת המנוחה והעוז. So the guy's going to say, yeah, I know, I'm going to daven, I'm going to learn, it's important, but deep inside, he doesn't really feel it. And we have to know that the reality is that when you go from chol to kodesh, you're going from this empty world, from this world of this barren world, this desolate world, to a world that's filled with life. It's filled with menucha, with power, with strength. In other words, you're going to the real world. That's the learning. That's Torah. And those are mitzvahs. So you have to have a body. But we have to remember that the body is just here to serve the soul. מהו הדבר הנוטה לטעם החיים מהיגיון העליון? שואל הרב שם, בעמוד שין יוד. What's the thing that takes the taste of life from studying deeper wisdom, Pnimius HaTorah? Ma'o anyana mar'ilat ha'nefeshot sh'lo yachushu et noam ha'kodesh et or Hashem v'lo yivasisu et kol ma'asem v'shifot chayehem al piv. What does this matter that poisons man's soul, that he shouldn't feel the pleasant holiness, the light of God, and he shouldn't base his all of his deeds and his strivings on them, on knowing God and the light of God? Answers the Rav, Rak oto ha-dimayon ha-mat'eh, ha-mar'eh et hod ha-atzilut, b'tzura shomema, v'et kol ha-mehuma shebachayim, b'tzura miyushevet u'bnuya. It's that false narrative, that imagination that shows the Hod HaAtzilus, which is, the Rav is always using Kabbalistic terminology that is very far from me, that I don't understand. But Hod is splendor, that's a sphera, and Atzilus is the Olam HaAtzilus. What's the highest world closest to God? So it shows the Kodesh, the Neshama. You know what this poison is? This toxicity, where this toxicity comes from? Where he sees everything holy, and this is all imagination, in a desolate way, but tzura shomema. And all the muhumah b'chayim, ooh, the baseball game, the basketball game, the football game, the hockey game. The politicians, the elections, walk down Midtown Manhattan on a busy Tuesday afternoon. People are going, coming. I love it, by the way. Don't get me wrong. That's part of the chisaron of my neshama. When I go to the city that never sleeps, and it's alive, people are walking around, people are busy, people are buying, people are selling, everyone's going somewhere. And people think the poison in one's mind is that this is miyushevet u'bnuya, that this is the real thing. And then, well, what they're doing somewhere in some base medrash in Borough Park, what is that? That's not the real world. It's just something you do. You know, you're Orthodox, and that's what Orthodox people do. Mashu hashaker hayoter misoav. This is the most contaminating, the most defiling falsehood in the world. That Midtown Manhattan, with all of its batei boshes, if you will, and all of its movie theaters, and all of its some of the Broadway shows, and the and Times Square, and the billboards, and the advertisements, and the stores, and the buying and the selling, but that's real, and the Beis Medrash is not. It's punkt faker, bidyuk, the opposite. But that's the biggest fake, and it's the sheker misoav biyoter, the biggest lie in the world. But that's the real world. That's not the real world. That's a world we have to live in order to ultimately get to the Beis Medrash. That's the world that we have to be attacking with Kedusha. With what we have in the Beis Medrash, we have to take it out there. And for those who do so, not everybody is cut out to do so. They were saying, not everyone's cut out to learn full time. Not everyone's cut out to work full time. Some people have a very strong netiyah for ruchnius. They can't repress it. They don't want to repress it. Why should they? So that's the poison. We have to know that the real world is Torah, is Ruchnius, and the fake world is the Gashmius. Torah is Nitzchius, and Gashmius comes and goes. So that's what the Rav said. Shemitzar. We don't understand. We're in the body, so we Pasha don't understand all of the great power of Torah of Ruchnis. The Chochmat HaTorah, Harei HaGilui HaElohi, Kefi Ratzono Yitbarach Mitzad, Haba Mitzad Avodateinu, V'Talmudeinu. HaTorah, Hi HaGilui HaElohi Elyon Biyoter, Ela Shu Talui BaAvodateinu V'Talmudeinu. So the Torah is the highest revelation. It's just Talui in our Avoda. We have to bring it down, as we said before. Everybody who learns Torah actualizes from the potential to the reality, the mitzius of Chachma in his soul. Because that's the only way you're going to learn Torah, mitzad nafsho. Everybody has a different understanding. Everybody has a different sherish neshama. ובוודאי אינו דומה האור המתחדש מצד חיבור התורה לנפש זו לאור הנולד מהתחברותה לנפש אחרת. Different people have different souls. So when the Torah touches you, it's going to touch you in a different way than it touches me. And the same idea is going to mean different things to the same people. It's a מפגש אחר. Now let's say you have a person, right? You have a person, Reuven. And Reuven meets with Shimon. There's going to be a certain chemistry between Reuven and Shimon. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are both sports fans. So Reuven and Shimon are going to connect through sports. That's going to be their click. And then Reuven runs into Levi. And Reuven and Levi are both into politics. So their click is going to, that's going to be their metiah. That's going to be the kivah. And then Reuven meets Yehuda, and Yehuda happens to be his first cousin. So they talk about family in Yanin. Different clique with different people. So the Havdil, it's the Moshel Das, Torah is a different clique with different people, different ways. And so everyone has to find their Sharish in the Torah and their understanding in the Torah. But the Torah is going to have a different impact and a different effect and bring a different light to everybody's soul in a different way, because everybody's different. Everybody receives a difference, different kli kibble. If you pour water into a kli, it's the same water. But depending on the shape of the kli is what the shape of the water is going to be. Torah is compared to water. So when the water is poured into your soul, it's going to be a different shape, a different form, a different texture, a different structure than when it's poured into my soul. Vim kein hu magdil ha-Torah mamash b'limudo. When Zaysek B'Torah, he's Magdil Torah. We say, Lahagdil Torah. How are you Magdil Torah? How do you make Torah greater? What are you? Yadam Psukim Tuchomish Chas V'Shalom? No. But the Torah, when it connects to you, it brings down a different light into the world, has a different effect on you than others, and also you have your own understanding. So you're Magdil Torah based on your understanding of the world of Torah. So this is a different aura in the Nefesh. There's a different Havana, a different understanding, a different impact. So that makes Torah greater in the world. When everybody understands Lefi Shalash Nishmasa. Kevan Shakadosh Baruch Hu Rotze Shagdil Torah. Since God wants Hagdalas HaTorah, the Torah should become greater. The straight path is that a person should learn, because he loves this great light. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the Torah to be enhanced. So the straight way is that a person should learn, because he loves this great light. He wants God's Metzius to be revealed. More and more. When a person learns Torah and he understands Torah, that's the Chiddush. Why? Because it hit his neshama. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the name of the Gra that Chiddushei Torah is the more you learn, the more you understand. You don't have to say a new idea in this sugya. You understood it. It hit your soul. And now the light of Torah is being expanded in the world. You're waiting for money. Somebody wires you money. And it hits your account. You look at the thing. All of a sudden, the pleasure centers in the brain go off. You can see it today on their machines. They measure it. They can look inside your mind, inside your head, and see the pleasure you're getting. Incredible thing. So that's what's happening when you're learning Torah. The neshama is being enlightened, literally. This light, this Ora Torah Oraita, being added to your soul, that's Lahagdil Torah, and that's a Chiddush. Until now, this Torah didn't shine in your soul, now it does. And that's why you're learning. You're learning l'shem ora Torah, that the Torah should enlighten your soul again, literally enlighten. Not just we say enlighten, it's to make you smarter, make you wiser, make you more understanding. Enlighten, or it adds light. So it's the shame Torah. You want the Torah to expand, to extend. So there's the most basic level, just the union of the light coming into your soul when you learn that it wasn't there before. That's an expansion of the Torah. And invite there when you have your own understanding, you expand the Torah even more, the way you understand it. Your unique approach, your unique tfisa, havana, perceptions. No. Advarim Meirim Omesamchim, and Mitzvah Hashem will be Zeicha to continue next time with the second shtickle. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.